The structural alignment of corporate equity and worker compensation has officially kicked off via the TotalEnergies Employee Shareholding 2026 program. Today, Friday, May 22, 2026, French energy multinational TotalEnergies SE, Paris, TTE, officially unveiled the technical and pricing parameters for its annual capital increase reserved exclusively for its worldwide workforce. The transaction represents a core mechanism in the energy major's long-term corporate governance roadmap. By directly integrating human capital into the equity base, TotalEnergies aims to systematically align employee compensation structures with its multi-energy transition targets while expanding its position as the leading European enterprise in terms of internal staff capitalization. Devising long-term wealth via TotalEnergies Employee Shareholding 2026 authorized during the multi-tier ordinary and extraordinary shareholders meeting on May 23, 2025, and structured under Article L225-102 of the French Commercial Code alongside the French Labor Code, the 2026 issuance opens a tailored wealth generation pipeline for approximately 120,000 eligible current and retired workers across 120 sovereign jurisdictions. The baseline offering parameters focus on three key financial pillars: the €62 strike arbitrage, by delegation of the board of directors. The subscription price has been locked at €62 per share. This discounted baseline reflects a flat 20% markdown applied to the arithmetic average of Euronext Paris closing prices over the 20 consecutive trading sessions preceding May 19, 2026. The five-year compliance lock. In exchange for the discounted pricing asset, participating workers are legally bound by a mandatory five-year lock-up period. During this window, the newly issued ordinary shares are specialized company savings plan, Plan d'Épargne Entreprise, or PEGA. Fund units cannot be liquidated, subject to standard statutory early release exemptions under French labor law. The non-dilutive buyback hedge, to protect existing institutional public markets from earnings per share, EPS, dilution. The group relies on its active multi-billion dollar share buyback framework. The 18 million new shares, representing a minor 0.8% capital expansion, are systematically offset by open market share cancellations executed throughout the fiscal quarter. TotalEnergies 2026 employee capital parameters. The operational lifecycle of the 2026 issuance distributes incentives and tracking dates through a standardized corporate matrix. Core issuance variable baseline metrics, statutory rules and multipliers, maximum share pool 18 million ordinary shares capped at approximately 0.8% of aggregate share capital. Subscription price €62 per share calculated with a 20% markdown versus 20 session average. Bilateral timeline window June 3-June 17, 2026 hard entry and exit dates. Cutbacks apply if oversubscribed. Corporate matching contribution up to 10 free allotted shares scaled progressively based on personal employee cash inputs. Existing capital moat 8.09% of total capital realized internal staff equity tracking as of March 31, 2026. Target post-offering threshold greater than 9.00% of share capital designed to reinforce TotalEnergies' number one position in Europe. Subscription allocation and price determination. Plain text operations model to help corporate payroll systems and local compliance platforms smoothly integrate these parameters into digital CMS setups without triggering rendering or script parsing errors. The underlying financial formula is structured entirely in plain text. Subscription floor price equals roundup, 10 times. Sum of 20-day closing prices divided by 20, times. 1 minus 0.20 statutory discount, times 0.1 to break down how this tracking framework evaluates individual employee orders. Sum of 20-day closing prices. The aggregate daily closing value of TotalEnergies' ordinary shares on Euronext Paris over the 20 consecutive trading sessions leading up to May 19, 2026. Statutory discount. The structural 20% markdown authorized by the 15th resolution of the 2025 General Meeting. The oversubscription scale down. If the total volume of inbound global applications climbs beyond the 18 million share ceiling, subscriptions are automatically scaled back. Smaller individual employee orders are prioritized and fully served, while high-value executive applications are systematically trimmed to fit the overarching capital cap. Equity is the ultimate retention tool. Let's look past the routine investor relations updates and analyze T.